Hello, I'm Molly Adams, and you're listening to YouthCast. Yesterday, a defense budget bill that included the DREAM Act was blocked by Republican filibuster. In the DREAM Act, young adults who come to the states undocumented as children would have a clear path to American citizenship. They could complete 2 years of college or complete 2 years of military service. I'll let you go to a news source to get the full details and analysis. I can only bring you a personal story from a young person whose life would change if the DREAM Act became law. Molly Freed of Weekday High in Seattle interviewed Carlos Padilla and his mentor, Roberta Lindemann, on what the DREAM Act means to him, how he qualifies, and what has happened in his life that makes him want this so bad. This is The Personal Side of the DREAM Act by Molly Freed of Weekday High.
A summary of the DREAM Act, as written on the DREAMAct.info website. The purpose of the Development, Relief, and Education of Alien Minors Act, also called the DREAM Act, is to help those individuals who meet certain requirements have an opportunity to enlist in the military or go to college and have a path to citizenship.
My name is Roberta Lindemann, and I'm a teacher for Seattle Public Schools at Chief South High School in a program called Proyecto Saber. This is a program that supports Latino students throughout their 4 years in high school and also prepares them for a plan for after high school. So to me, really, the DREAM Act is the hope for many of the undocumented students that are here in Seattle, in the state of Washington, throughout the country, because it would support these young people, many of them who've been here since they were very, very young. For them, it's going to say that, yeah, they too have the same opportunities and that there truly is equality in this country.
The following is a list of specific requirements one would need in order to qualify for the current version of the DREAM Act. 1. The applicant must be between the ages of 12 and 35 at the time of application.
My name is Carlos Padilla. I am 18 years old. I just recently graduated from Chief South High School, and I will be attending the University of Washington, where I will be majoring in political science and business administration, and then continue into law school to become a civil rights lawyer. And I'm undocumented.
2. The applicant must have entered the United States before the age of 16.
So many people ask me how I came to the U.S. Well, the reality is that I can't remember. I was 2 years old. Our family came from Jalisco, Mexico, and from there we moved to East LA, California. I remember my mom being in the living room, and she had just came back from working. And then I saw her that she started to cry. And as a kid, seeing your parent go through that was really hurtful. I remember running to her and telling her, you know, that I loved her and I appreciated all she did. And I told her, you know, that as soon as I could, I would grow up and help her out as much as I can. I wanted to fight for her, you know, get my education and be able to help her out financially.
3. The applicant must have been present in the United States for at least 5 consecutive years prior to the enactment of the bill.
But, you know, once I realized what being undocumented meant for me, it kind of, in a way, put my hopes and dreams down. Just the fact that I knew that if I educated myself and at the end, the best job I could get was probably a McDonald's job or working in the fields, you know, it really didn't inspire me. It didn't really inspire me to get educated or go to college. So during that time when I was in like late middle school, I unfortunately started hanging around with the wrong type of crowd. You know, I couldn't really hope for anything better. So I found a family, I guess, in that kind of crowd. So at the end of my middle school, my family realized that the place where we were living at was not the best place to live at for a kid like me. And we moved to Seattle, Washington around 5 years ago.
4. The applicant must have graduated from a United States high school or have obtained a GED or have been accepted into an institution of higher education.
When I moved to Seattle, Washington, you know, it was a completely different environment, something that completely changed my life for the better. Graduation came, and in a way, it was the happiest, also the saddest day of my life. The reason why I said it was as happy as was, of course, you know, I had done all my family had asked me to, had done all society had asked me to graduate from high school. I felt really proud of myself just doing all the leadership roles that I took once I was in high school. But the saddest thing was that the reason why I did it in a way was for the, you know, the role model that my mom had set for me to work hard. And unfortunately, she wasn't able to be part of my graduation because just 2 years ago, her brother died. So she had to go back to Mexico. It's going to be 3 years almost now that I haven't seen her. So I remember before the actual ceremony, I cried a little bit because I was really kind of mad, sad. Just a whole bunch of emotions came through me that, you know, I couldn't explain at that time. I knew that, you know, she was really proud of me, and that's what kept me going. Being able to say that I graduated on time, and even though I'm undocumented, I got accepted to a four-year university. That's what, you know, made me realize that, you know, hey, I shouldn't be so sad, because I know that if I continue pushing myself, regardless if my mom is here or not, I will be able to see her pretty soon if, you know, my dream becomes a reality. So that's what's keeping me going, and that's what I will continue fighting for.
5. Applicant must have good moral character.
You know, I've been all over Washington just educating the community of what the DREAM Act really is. I've created what is called today the Washington DREAM Act Coalition. I just came from a trip to Washington, D.C., where we took 12 of our members to D.C. in order for them to speak to our congressional representatives. During this trip, I met one of the members that was part of the coalition. And the first day that we went to D.C., we had a story sharing event. And he, you know, told us, oh, I never cry. You know, I've always tried to be, you know, the hard man, just so that my family wouldn't have to know that I've, you know, I felt sad for things that we're going through. He had never spoken to a representative before. When we went to meet the congressional representative, he started to cry. And, you know, I knew why he was crying. Just at that moment, it really hit him, and how he was having so many hardships continuing with his education just for the simple fact that he didn't have the Social Security. And you can only get a Social Security number if you're a legal resident of this country. You know, those are 9-digit numbers that can really determine someone's life, either if they continue educating themselves or they don't.
If you have met all those requirements and can prove it, once the DREAM Act passes, you will be able to do the following. Enroll in an institution of higher education in order
to... If the DREAM Act is passed, the promise I made my mother will become a reality about becoming a lawyer. Not just that, but the fact that I will be able to continue my education without having any more obstacles. I've always wanted to make a nonprofit organization to help the youth in order to continue their education. And if the DREAM Act passes, this would allow me to be able to do that.
Once 5.5 years of the 6 years have passed, the individual will then be able to apply for...
And so the passage of the DREAM Act for many of these youth is going to provide them with more motivation to not only do well in high school, but then to go on to college. As a teacher personally, with passage of the DREAM Act, I can truly look into their eyes and tell them, yes, of course you need to go to college. And of course you're going to get a degree from the university. Because when that happens for them, then they can make their contribution back to their communities, which so many of them want to do. And they just want to be able to do their part.
That was The Personal Side of the DREAM Act by Molly Freed of Weekday High. Weekday High is KUOW Seattle's summer internship program for high school students interested in learning and practicing radio journalism. All of their podcasts and intern bios are at kuow.org/weekdayhigh. Thanks to Molly and Nathan Friend, producer of Weekday High, for helping me out in a pinch this week. And this has been Molly Adams for YouthCast. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced media. First time you're hearing us? Miss an episode? Check out the Oldies But Goodies on youthcast.org. And if you're looking for more frequent entertainment, head over to facebook.com/youthcast, where we post fun audio and internet stuff. This has been YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. See you later. The scales were exceedingly hot and black.
take a walk.